For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Showdown at Snakegrass Junction, the second in the Derbyman series by Gary McCarthy. Chapter 1. Darby Buckingham eased his massive weight into the chair and studied the thin, aged face on the pillow. In sleep, Zeb Cather's expression was peaceful and the lines of pain soft. Darby touched the badge that rested on his own coat front. He desperately hoped to see it back on Zeb Cather's chest. He ground the palms of his hands against his stinging, bloodshot eyes. He was sick of playing a lawman, and even worse, completely incompetent in the role. Just 3 nights before, he'd been involved in a gunfight. It was a miracle he was still alive. Darby looked up and found Zeb Cather watching him.
"You look whipped, man. That badge gets damned heavy, don't it? I'll carry it until you're back on your feet and ready to strap your guns on again. Won't be long now, Darby. I'm feeling a little stronger every day, just itching to get out of this bed. I've been a lawman for 26 years and an invalid for 2 months."
His gray eyes drifted toward the window.
"And believe me," he whispered, "the 2 months seem a lot longer than those 26 years.
"I've been thinking," Darby said, "about hiring a deputy."
The gray eyes jerked away from the window, and Cather rasped,
"No."
"Why?"
Well, it's a one-man job.
"If the man happens to be Zeb Cather rather than Darby Buckingham..."
"God damn it, that settles it,"
the sheriff swore.
"Out of the way. I'm taking over."